This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie Jean, and also joining us on the mic is the lovely Liam. Hi, Liam.
Hi.
Now, you're on after us with the hits, but that's not why we've gotten you on, because you also like your rubber. You're a little bit of a fetish man. Well, not a little bit. You're a lot of a fetish man yourself. And that ties in really nicely for our next guest, because joining us on the line is the current international Ms. Leather, Girl Ange. Hey, Girl Ange, how's it going?
I'm amazing. How are you, Dean? Oh, hi, guys. How are you going this afternoon?
Oh, evening? We're absolutely wonderful.
Hey, Ange.
Now, last time we had you here on Joy was on our Leather Women Takeover, when we had a whole lot of Leather Women here in the studio and had some fantastic conversations. And you've been travelling all around the world getting your International Miss Leather on. How's that been?
It's been incredible. It's been absolutely amazing. There's an overwhelming joy every time I pop into a community that I haven't visited before or attend an event that I haven't been to before. And the amount of, especially within Australia, the amount of communities that have opened up their majority male or male, you know, male only events to be able to facilitate somebody outside of that spectrum in their space has just been wild. There is so many firsts. I actually wrote my thank you note that goes in the IMSL BB magazine a couple of days ago, and my little paragraph about the Australia stuff was just every single state and every single community that I've been to over here, and the first that they've done, and how open and inclusive they've been, and how, you know, incredibly they're jumping ahead with where they were, and it's amazing. It just feels incredible.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
Well, Melbourne's come second so many times. So you did the thing that us guys couldn't do, and you brought home the gold.
Yes, you actually came first. Well, Liam, it was the first competitor from Melbourne to compete in the Mr.
International Rubber
and came second, then came second again. John came second, and we seem to do that very
Reece
well.
Came
so congratulations to you, Girl Ange, who is the first, I believe, Australian winner of International Ms. Leather as well, aren't you?
There was an Australian lady, Gabrielle Antolovich, who won it in 1990. However, she was based in the States at the time and stayed in the States.
No, you're the one that stays here in Australia. And we know how expensive it is to go backwards and forwards all around the world.
Yes.
One of the big calls out, you were just talking then about all the inclusive spaces that have opened their doors to you and inclusive organisations or even just community groups, which is really wonderful. And this Saturday night, you're doing your major fundraiser, the IMSL 2018 major fundraiser, and you're doing it at the Laird Hotel. Which is a space for men who have sex with men, men who are attracted to men. It's a male-only space for cisgendered and transgender males who identify as men. I got the wording there right eventually.
You did.
I don't know what's going on with my brain today, but you're doing an inclusive event where everyone is welcome to come along and support, with a nice little fetish edge to it, aren't you?
I certainly am. I'm so super stoked and grateful that Brett and Mark opened their doors for this event to be gender inclusive. It was my ideal venue, of course, to have it here at the Leather Bar here in Melbourne. And just, the guys were amazing. And as soon as I told them about it, they jumped on board. But I'm super stoked about this. This fundraiser will be for Headspace. And I'm going to be channeling these funds towards one of their newer projects. And I'm just speaking to somebody about at the moment about which exact project that will be. But it's a local project that will be available here in Melbourne and hopefully broader. Whatever we bring will make a difference to them. But I've geared up with some incredible people. We've got the Naked Barber, Dick Savvy, coming down from Sydney. We've got five Laird Leathermen, and we have two Australian Mr. Boot Black.
Oh, which is absolutely wonderful.
Yes. So we've got all of these incredible humans on board, and they're all being really supportive, and they're all helping out, and they're all coming on board to raise these funds for Headspace. And The other thing, well, there's a million exciting things, but the other thing that's super exciting is this fundraiser. The Insel BB organisation matches the first $500 that I make.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, the night is going to be filled with auctions, and you'll be able to get, there's lots of different gear that's available. You'll be able to get some great stuff on auction, but also you'll be able to have a bit of fun with that auctioning. Well, I believe that the Naked Barber Dick Savvy, who is a very hairy fella, is auctioning parts of his body to be shaved by individuals on the night. Is that correct?
He is.
And he has a lot of hair, so that's going to be very interesting.
He does. Yes. So he's bringing his clippers, and there'll be a brief instruction about how to clipper the hair.
Safety
and
is
then
important.
You get to shave it.
And then you get to shave him.
Yes, and then you get to shave him. Now, we're going all the way down to all of the yummy bits of Dick Savvy, which I'm super excited to watch on the night. Now, the only thing that he said no to was his eyebrows.
Oh, that's fair enough. I mean, I just think of the drag makeup we could have done on Dick.
But wait a minute. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if we can get enough money, we can twist his arm and talk him into it. I mean, if the rest of him is nude.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's great. I think we peer pressure Dick into getting his eyebrows shaved. And we shave the Naked Barber and his to the eyebrows. We're putting the call out there.
We can always just draw more on.
Yeah, we can just draw them. It'll be fine. So this is a huge fundraiser that's happening this Saturday night at the Laird Hotel. It's an inclusive event where everyone is welcome. You can come dressed in your version of sexy and just come along and buy a ticket on the door. It's a very reasonable price, and all money goes towards supporting Headspace and this fantastic event and course. And you're going to have a whole lot of things to be auctioned on the night as well. Girl Ange, thank you so much for joining us for this quick chat here on Joy. We're glad we were able to do it. And if you want to know any of the details, just hop onto Facebook. We'll put the details up on our Facebook page at the end of the show. But hop onto Facebook and type in IMSL 2018 Major Fundraiser. That's IMSL space 2018. And you'll be able to see it straight away. I can't wait to come along. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And let's shave the Naked Barber's eyebrows.
Yay! Let's do it. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate this.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. Thank you for joining us, Girl Ange. And thank you, Liam, for joining us. You're with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.